This is another episode of the Blossom Podcast, your number one source for everything bariatric surgery, from pre-op to post-op. Registered dietitian Alex Conception gives you real, raw tips and motivation through your journey. This is the Blossom Podcast.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Blossom Podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about your goal weight post-op. I get a lot of inquiries via email, phone calls, social media stating, you guys never gave me my goal. Or something on the lines of, my surgery date was X amount of weeks ago. How many pounds should I have lost by now? We need to reframe our expectations and understanding of what you want and what the body is actually capable of doing. Okay, so to kick things off, here at Blossom, we have systems in play to help manage unrealistic expectations, one of which is the metabolic test. Weight management across the board, from clinical to fitness, will base nutrition recommendations on your resting metabolic rate. Okay, there are a handful of equations like the Brandy equation, Penn State equation, Harris-Benedict equation, and most notably the Mifflin-St. George equation. So using the most notable Mifflin-St. George, there are several factors. We're talking about height, weight, age, and gender. Other factors can include if you are ambulatory, activity level, which is subjective, as well as if you're an amputee. Okay, so the problem with this is that it's an estimate. Now, this estimate, of course, can be extremely useful in the clinical setting for energy needs. If you have, example, chronic kidney disease, COPD, or if you are critically ill. And this is for overweight or non-overweight individuals. But when we are talking about weight loss expectations, there is a glaring flaw, and that is your actual metabolic rate, actual versus calculated, what we were just talking about. So what's the difference? We use at Blossom indirect calorimeter, indirect calorimetry, to measure your metabolic rate. You breathe through a tube for about 10 minutes, and simply put, there is a direct correlation with oxygen consumption and energy production. It's a very non-invasive, very accurate method of metabolic calculation. Okay, if you're unfamiliar, if I can paint you a picture, it's similar to a VO2 test, a VO2 max test for athletes. Like you see those Nike or Under Armour fitness commercials where an athlete is running on a treadmill with a mask and a tube that comes out of his face. That's testing your maximum ability to consume oxygen, which is an indication of peak physical fitness, your peak physical fitness. So similar to that, except we are testing you at rest. Okay, so why does this matter? Actual versus estimated or calculated. Your metabolism is a reflection of your lifestyle leading up to this point. Now imagine two people. Okay, we'll call them person A and person B. Both have the same age, gender, height, and weight. Based on that alone, if both met with a fitness coach, they'd expect to lose the same amount of weight on the same program, right? Now let's factor in that lifestyle leading up to this point. Okay, so person A has been battling with their weight their entire life, yo-yo dieting for the last 30 years, pretty sedentary lifestyle their entire life, no sports or activities growing up, works behind a desk for 40 hours a week, and maybe hits a spin class a Saturday here and there. Now, person A needs help, inquires about bariatric surgery because nothing seems to work, nothing seems to stick. Okay, so that's person A. Person B is overweight, but isn't bothered by it. Never dieted, played sports growing up, and ate a lot. After sports, the eating never changed. You know, if you're familiar growing up in sports, you're so hungry all the time to meet the demands. And once you stop the sports, of course, you don't tone back the eating. So that's how we start gaining weight. And for work, this person does construction for a living. Very physically demanding. Now let's say person B had a health scare. This was a wake-up call that forces person B to inquire about bariatric surgery. And this person knows discipline with food doesn't exist, but also wants to see his kids grow up. Okay, so I just painted a picture of two people. Now remember, both of these people have the same age, weight, height, and gender. So based on a calculation on paper, their metabolic test would be exactly the same. Okay, but based on their lifestyles, following the same criteria, person B would drop a lot more weight than person A in the same amount of time. This is why you cannot compare yourself to anyone else. Okay, the frustration I hear every day is because individuals believe they are doing something wrong, they are not losing enough, or I should be losing more by now, right? And my question is, compared to who? All right, who compared to who? So with that being said, and now that we have an understanding of why there isn't a set amount of weight or weight loss for everyone at every given time, let's get back to the question, what should my goal weight be? I give you, if you contact me, or if you have your procedure at Blossom, again, we have systems in play with the metabolic test, but I give you a realistic expectation based on your metabolic test. And I call that a milestone. Based on this metabolic test, if you follow the criteria, a realistic expectation would be this in 6 months, okay? But this is also a realistic expectation based on the minimum. This is based at rest. There are going to be days you're eating more than what I list. There's going to be days you're going to be eating less than what I list. And also, you're not going to be sedentary, okay? You're not going to be resting or sitting on a couch this entire time in 6 months. So you can actually exceed these expectations, okay? So I set this number to strive for within the six months because I do like SMART goals. Without something specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time specific, you won't aim for anything, okay? Or you'll get lost in that unrealistic expectation comparing yourself to somebody else, okay? And after 6 months, you can reassess, set a new goal, whether you want to maintain, lose more, or maybe you picked up a passion for powerlifting, maybe long distance running, or you want to step on stage. The criteria changes, okay? We don't know what's going to happen between now and then, but we know for sure if you follow the rules, you will drop weight, okay? So as for an ultimate goal, no one can choose that for you, okay? My criteria for a weight goal is as follows. It's happy, healthy, and not at risk for chronic illness related to weight, and confident, all right? My reason behind this is because if I give you a number, let's say your clinical ideal body weight for your height is 135 pounds, okay? And you are happy, healthy, not at risk for chronic illness, and confident at 150 pounds, you will be miserable for no reason. Why? Because you are striving for an arbitrary number based on a clinical statistic that is emotionally attached to something else. I don't know, likes or something. Okay. Anyhow, that's my goal. That's my take on goal weight. All right. Happy, healthy, not at risk for chronic illness, and confident. All right. So that's pretty much it. I hope you guys have gained some value from that and will be able to apply some of what I talked about today into your perspective, into your weight loss, into your mindset, into keeping things positive and understanding that you won't be able to compare yourself to anybody else, and what somebody else is losing in a given amount of time does not reflect what you are actually able to do, again, because of the lifestyle leading up to this point. So on that note, remember, if you guys enjoyed this, please hit that 5-star subscribe so other people can find this podcast, and I will talk to you in the next. Peace.
This was another episode of the Blossom Podcast. For more motivation and future episodes with Alex, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any life-changing moments.